This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Remember way back in the days of playing in the sandbox when you tried to dig a hole to China? Yeah, you know, you thought if you dug long enough, eventually you'd come out the other side. Well, kids are curious about this stuff. They want to know what's down there. And as it turns out, scientists want to find out, too. Some kids just never grow up. They become scientists. And deep under the Pacific Ocean, 500 miles off the coast of Costa Rica, they're drilling deep down through the Earth's crust into hard crystalline rocks, layers upon layers of solidified magma. They're headed for the Earth's mantle. Everyone know what the mantle is? We're going to talk about what the mantle is, why they're headed for that, and what they hope to learn there. They've still got a ways to go to reach it. They're only about a third of the way there. What do they want to find out? If oil rigs, for example, can drill 8, 9, 10 miles into the seafloor for wells, what's so challenging about drilling a core just a few miles deep? Well, we're going to find out. Damon Teagle is a professor at the University of Southampton, based at the National Oceanographic Center at Southampton in the UK. He joins us by phone. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Teagle.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. What is the mantle?
The mantle is the next layer down in our planet. We live on the crust, and then the crust encircles our whole planet. But the mantle is a layer that's about 3,000 kilometers thick. 2,000-odd miles thick, principally made of magnesium silicate, and that's actually the largest proportion of our planet.
Is the mantle?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And so you want to go down there to just sample it?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't think we can actually go and visit it, so we're going to have to do this with a drill ship and to drill there. But yes, I mean, it is. All of the rocks from the crust at one stage were produced by partially melting the mantle. So actually it's the most important chemical reservoir of our planet. So if we really want to understand how our Earth has evolved over Earth's history since its formation, then we sort of need to have a very precise view of the chemical composition of the mantle.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember from my childhood, I remember there was Project Mohole. That they tried to get down there, but they never did. Was that back in the 1960s?
Yes. Well, I mean, one reason for this article we've just published in Nature magazine, which is just a comment, is to mark the 50th anniversary of Project Mohole, which was beautifully illustrated by John Steinbeck, actually in Life magazine back in 1961.
The author?
Yes. Who was, I think, a near neighbor in Monterey Bay of Willard Bascom, who was sort of the chief engineer, scientist involved with the project. And Steinbeck was actually aboard the ship, this drilling barge, CUS-1, when they attempted to do the drilling. But back in 1961, you know, this is before plate tectonics was just sort of a nascent theory at that stage, certainly before it was widely accepted. And they didn't really have much idea about how the Earth worked or even understand sort of the layering within the oceans that people had observed from looking at seismic waves, looking at earthquake waves and looking at seismic waves such as the oil companies do.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-989-8255 is a number if you'd like to talk about drilling into the mantle. And in fact, we have a little mini recreation. Flora Lichtman put together a little mini mohole on our website, if you'd like to take a look at our video on our website at sciencefriday.com about how you drill into the mantle. Why is it so difficult? And why is it, as I said before, if oil companies can drill so many miles down, what's the big deal about drilling into the mantle?
Yeah, this is the big difference that we're, you know, for that scientists who are interested in the formation and evolution of the ocean crust and also about the nature of the MOHO, which is this boundary between the crust and the mantle itself, is that we're drilling into very hard crystalline rocks that form from the crystallization of magma. Whereas oil companies, when they're drilling into sedimentary rocks that have sort of been laid down in the oceans over the eons and capture organic material that eventually evolves to form petroleum and gas. So actually the rocks we're drilling into are the rocks that sit beneath the sedimentary reservoirs that host the oil and gas. So they can drill deeper holes, but they're not drilling into such hard rocks.
Mm-hmm. And so what does a core look like that you hope to bring up?
A core, well, when things are going well, we tend to sort of retrieve these effectively long sticks of rock that are about 3 inches across, and we tend to we do what's called wireline drilling. So we'll advance the drill bit about about 30 feet or so, and then recover the core after 30 feet of advancement. So, you know, when it's going well, it all comes out in big long sticks. When it's not going so well, it comes out as little sort of crushed up bits of rock.
Mm-hmm. And so this is purely basic research then. There's really nothing practical that's going to come out of this.
Well, you never know what's going to be practical, do you? But yes, I mean, the fundamental drivers of this are about understanding how the planet works, how plate tectonics work, and how our planet has evolved.
Mm-hmm. Why if we're on a plate and there is plate tectonics, why doesn't the drill shaft shift and shear off that little drill bit that you have on the end?
Well, because plate tectonics is operating reasonably slowly. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking centimeters a year of movement. And of course, that's one of the things we don't know, because our aim is to drill through, you know, the 6 kilometers of the ocean crust into, you know, a few hundred meters into the mantle. The mantle itself, of course, is solid. But we don't actually know the coupling between the mantle rocks and the crust, whether they move together or whether they've always moved together or one has moved faster than the other and dragged the other along. That's one thing we'd like to find out.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-989-8255. Aladdin in San Francisco. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
Yeah, hi. My question I've always wanted to know is why as you dig into the mantle, as you get deeper, it gets hotter. The temperature gets hotter. Yet when you go into the ocean, the deeper you get, the temperatures get colder.
All right. Good question.
So you're saying, why does it get hotter?
Why does it get hotter as you get in deeper into the mantle?
Well, it gets hotter as we go inside the Earth as well, doesn't it? I mean, the oceans are relatively well mixed compared to the Earth on the sort of timescales. But, you know, certainly the crust gets hotter because there's more radioactive decay. And also there's a lot of heat coming from very, very deep in the Earth, from the operation of the of the geodynamo, and also through mantle convection, hot rocks brought up on very slowly from deep within the Earth to near the to the bottom of the crust.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Randy in Tallahassee. Hi, Randy.
Hi. My question is, how do you know that the mantle is uniform throughout the perimeter of the Earth? How do you know that when you get a core sample that you won't just be getting a snapshot of that particular area where you took the sample?
Yeah, good question.
Well, that's an excellent question. Yes, and of course, you're completely right. It is unlikely to be. I think what I was saying before is that this discontinuity, this seismic boundary called the MOHO, is all around the planet. And it could be that the MOHO is not the same everywhere. In terms of getting samples of the mantle, well, we sort of have to start somewhere. It is unlikely that the composition will be identical everywhere. And one of the things we would like to know is the sort of the scale of the variations of these chemical heterogeneities. Because we can, and we have, you know, scientists have dredged rocks from along the spreading ridges, particularly where the ocean plates are spreading apart very, very slowly, and they see that there are certainly chemical heterogeneities, you know, chemical variations, but they very rarely get those rocks in any context, so we don't actually know the scale of those sorts of variations. So that's definitely something we would like to find out.
Good question, Randy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
If you've never been down there, how do you know what is down there?
Well, we have, you know, snippets of information. You know, we know a lot about the nature of the center of the Earth, principally from seismic experiments, from the fact that the Earth has a magnetic field, also we do get some small chunks of mantle rocks that are brought to the surface and by volcanoes called mantle zenoliths or mantle nodules, and also there are parts of you know, many of your listeners might be familiar with serpentinized rocks, you know, sort of green slimy rocks that you see in mountain belts, and also they also crop out on the ocean floor where either through tectonics or through a mixture of tectonics and hydrothermal alteration, so reactions with seawater, mm-hmm. we've brought mantle rocks into the crust. So, you know, we know the basic structure of the crust. What we don't know is the really precise details.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Andrea in Oberlin Park, Kansas. Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Hello.
I was wondering if you could speak to any advancements or innovations that you've made with actually coring this hard crystalline rock at these depths and especially at 30-foot lengths in the wireline system. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay.
Yes, okay. So, you know, there's two projects that we've discussed in our article. One is, expedition of the Integrated Ocean Drilling Program that's going back to this relatively deep hole in the eastern equatorial Pacific next month. The other is this desire to drill all the way to the mantle. So that second project is going to be far more technologically demanding than our current abilities. So our sort of understanding from discussions with engineers is that this is just no longer, you know, sort of fantasy, and it could be done given sort of investment and sort of political and scientific will to do it. Mm-hmm. So there's things that would need to be done. We would need to have some form of riser-like system, same as the sort of the oil petroleum companies use, that would work in very, very deep water, and we're talking about 4,000 meters or so. We would also need to have drilling equipment, muds and lubricants, as well as wireline geophysical tools that will operate at very, very high temperatures, you know, sort of 300 degrees or centigrade or more, and at these very high pressures, which are probably about 2,000 atmospheres, mm-hmm. at least. So, the geothermal industry already has equipment and has, you know, have actually somewhat accidentally drilled all the way into magma chambers in Iceland. So this technology can work on land. It would need some significant adaptation to work in the oceans, but it's, you know, maybe not completely beyond human endeavor to do this.
We're talking about drilling into the mantle this hour on Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow, talking with Damon Teagle. Let's see if we can get a phone call or two. We have a question from Second Life saying, what materials are the drill bits made of? What do you drill with?
The current drill bits are adapted industry bits, and they are generally made of hardened steel with sort of roller cones of tungsten carbide. Ideally, when drilling hard rock, you'd want to have some, and if you were doing this on land, you would have your drill bits impregnated with diamonds. The difficulty with using that in the oceans is that the ship that you're drilling from moves up and down with the waves, and that actually makes the motion of the drill bit on where it's trying to cut sort of keeps on moving the bit off, up and down off the surface, and tends to make diamond coring very difficult. So we've had to use these sort of industry drill bits. But certainly there could be advancements there by sort of developing sort of substances harder than tungsten carbide.
One last question for you. How do you know when to stop drilling?
Probably when the money runs out. our aim is to drill, you know, a number of hundred meters into the mantle, and what we would probably try to do is you can kick off deep drill holes and do directional drilling and actually try and penetrate the lowermost crust and the moho and into the mantle in a number of different places. But just one sample would be a revolution.
It would be. So you don't have an aim of how far down you can go, what percentage you want to enter, and how deep.
Well, yes, it's funny you mention that because, you know, people are already talking, well, if we do this, what's next? I think the core is some distance away. But
Different drill bit for that one, I think.
That's right. but also, you know, that your earlier caller made a very important point. It's unlikely that this MOHO boundary is going to be the same everywhere on the planet. So if we can do one, why not two, you know?
Yeah, but as you say, just limited by the amount of money you can get.
Yeah, and the desire, this would also probably require people spending, 1 to 2 years of their life above one spot on the ocean. So
who is funding this?
Well, it will be, assuming this goes ahead and the planning all works out and the technology is developed, it would be under the umbrella of the Integrated Ocean Drilling Program, which is a consortium of 24 or so nations around the world, principally supported by the United States and the Japanese, but with contributions from Europe and as well as China and India and other places.
Well, good luck to you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Happy drilling.
Okay, goodbye.
Damon Teagle is a professor at the University of Southampton based at the National Oceanographic Center. That's at Southampton in the UK. We've run out of time for this hour. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor. And she has a video up there on our website. You can look at her little simulation of Project MOHO and drilling through the earth. Our producers are Christopher Taliata, Catherine Wells, Leshu Bayak, and Neil Roush is our technical director. Manoli Weatherall at the controls here in New York. Sam Flato is our intern. If you missed any part of it, go over to our website. You can go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcasts, and download the audio and the video podcasts that we have for you. Also, you can continue talking and chatting with us at our website at sciencefriday.com, where we have the videos. Also, you can get in on our tweets, tweeting at SciFry at SCIFRI, and Facebook at Facebook/SciFry. I'm Ira Flato in New York.